Oh, when I was in the service out. But no, I don't guess I've ever been back to North Carolina, though. I don't believe I have.
You were in the service, you said? And was that during the war?
Yeah, during World War II.
Yes.
I was in the Air Force. I kind of covered the whole United States pretty much then.
Well, you call it the Air Force now, but it wasn't part of the
Air Corps then.
Yeah,
it
was part of the Army.
Yeah, Army Air Corps.
When was it?
I don't know when they really
statuses.
When they really separated that thing and made it a separate branch.
I think it was in the early 50s, I can't remember.
Yeah, somewhere along in there. It's been a long time now.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about your house and things. So in that matter, what can you tell me about some of the buildings you might have around the farm?
Oh, it goes, there was a gin there close to the old house there. And from the time, I don't ever remember, I remember it kind of being there. I guess, I almost kind of seems like I remember doing a little gin, but that was back, even before we moved to the country or anything, because after we moved down there, well, they finally tore the old gin down and everything, and the only thing left is we made one, though, what was a cotton house. They don't use them now, gins. They used to have what they... Of course, they just haul it all up there in trailers and suck it right off the trailers into the gin. But they used to have these houses you'd load cotton into, and then maybe the gin wouldn't run every day. Maybe they'd haul it up there and just fill this whole house up, and then every so often they'd start the gin up and run the gin, particularly at the last of the season when things weren't, you know, slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Because even started on taking some kind of medicine or something. I tried to call Dr. Tabba, but I can't find him.
Yes.
Hello.
Did you have your flu shot?
No, I never did take one. I was going to take one, though, but I never did do it. Now they've cut it out completely here in Arkansas.
Well, I have in Georgia, too.
Well, they said they weren't going to go back to it even if the national... Well, I think they did go back to it some back nationally, but Arkansas is not going back. Did you ever get one?
Oh, no, sir. No, no. The business that it was distributing the flu virus inoculation shots nationwide was in Emory. Well, it's associated with Emory. It's called the Center for Disease Control, and it's right next to Emory. It's an interesting, huge place. They have all sorts of... called epididymologist work.
What is it, run by the federal government?
Here's something interesting, a little tidbit you might enjoy. The walls of the building are built where if it ever blows up or something happens to it, it will collapse inward, where all these deadly viruses and things that they work on there will be controlled. Anyway, it's supposed to be built that way.
Well, they got
every time there's an epidemic of anything at all, this is where we get our reports from that particular place.
Mm-hmm. That's where they send all the diseases in the country to be examined. They just discovered the business
bacteria about bacteria from Philadelphia.
Bellevue Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they had this thing out here at the Pine Bluff Arsenal long. They had this germ warfare out there, and of course then they finally decided to do away with the germ warfare, and they had to destroy all those germs and things. They kept a lot of it under refrigeration, but then they finally, I don't know how they, I think they buried most of it.
Seemed like to me I heard some ruffle a couple of years ago about some folks out in Arkansas objecting to some germ, some deadly nerve gas.
Oh, they had all kinds of
germ
plagues and everything else out there, that thing. They had that place, I don't know what all they had out there. It never was made public really what all they did have.
No, and they were very particular about who went on the grounds, and you had to have a shower before or after, and if you got sick.